My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Because we don't like to brag.
We're so modest.
But I have to brag on this guy because he's been doing this now. What is this, year 7? Okay.
He's looking. He's we had to drag him to the microphone. He's so modest, he doesn't even want to come on and do the segment.
Well, here's the deal. We do a lot of great things on this radio station. But when people get recognized, like our own Mike Conti and Jason Longshore, they've been awarded the prestigious Gabby Award from the Georgia Association of Broadcasters. So he joins us in studio, and I said to him, I want to congratulate you on this. Obviously, you know, you do a lot of other things here, but every now and then, we have to kind of pound our chest and say, hey, you are doing a great job, Mike. And I think people who listen to you and Jason, they know this. People who have followed, you know, listening to Atlanta United. But this is great, man. And I'm just glad that you're being recognized. So congratulations. Congratulations. Mike and Jason won for the best sports play-by-play large market radio, because it's media market, small market. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. Thank you. Hopefully they won't fire me now that it gives me another year of job security. I don't know. No, it's a great team award. I'm really thrilled for Jason. It's the third time he's won it as well.
That's great.
And Jason does such a great job. And even Garrett on the pregame show and our producer, Dom Shirosky, does a terrific job. So I'm just the guy who ends up doing most of the talking. But it really is a team effort, a team award, and I hope they feel like they're being recognized as part of this as well, because they do a great job, and we're really proud to tell the story of Atlanta United. It hasn't really been a fun story to tell this year, but we're still here to do it, and we still have some games coming up, and we're looking forward to those as well.
What's your favorite goal call of all time? Is it go back to 18?
Yeah, probably. You know what? Probably the one where Joseph set the record down in Orlando. I mean, you talk about just all the ingredients coming together for something really memorable and special where, you know, Joseph, he set that record with like a month to go in the season.
He was so hot.
It's hard to remember that now because it feels like it was so long ago. And the fact that it was set up where he could do it in Orlando, in that sold-out stadium where everyone's cheering against you and that was very, very cool. So I would probably look back at that when there have been a lot of memorable matches, a lot of memorable endings, a lot of like last second goals that kind of stand out as well. But I always lean towards that one. That was a very special night. It was a Friday night in Orlando. It was like 90 degrees.
Right.
And the home fans were not very happy. Joseph set the record down.
And that playoff run, because we go back, it's hard to remember that. It's been so long since we made a run in the playoffs, but beating, you know, the Red Bulls, NYCFC was a nemesis, and finding a way to get those
Found a way to win at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
Yeah, and then the Red Bulls changing their tactics for some unknown reason, even still to this day. And Atlanta United beating them in the home leg 3-0, and that basically
surviving.
Meant the road leg, like as long as you didn't lose 5-1, you were going to move on. So, yeah, special memories. I've had a lot of fun doing it. I hope they'll let me keep doing it. But Carl, thank you. And, that's enough.
No, listen, I just feel like, again, when we get you know, things like this, we need to say, hey.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Mike Conti is an award-winning broadcaster.
We're doing good stuff. And I think it goes beyond, obviously, our shows. I think the reason, bigger than anything, Mike, I wanted to just say for a second, congratulations and continue to do great work, is we have great play-by-play on this radio station. So we have great shows. We hope you listen every day. Mike and I always say that. But outside of that, you know, man, we're your home for the NFL.
Yeah.
We've got all of this play-by-play, not only with Atlanta United, but, you know, we've got the Hawks getting ready to start. I mean, we have a lot of stuff.
How great was it just to hear Wes and Dave on Sunday? Like, how great was that? And it's really cool, some of the data that we got back from Sunday. We had an all-time record in people downloading the app.
That's cool.
So they could sync up Wes and Dave's play-by-play to the TV call, which I thought was really, really neat. And yeah, I mean, Holman will be back the opening night for the Hawks against the Nets on October
23rd
will be Steve Holman's 3,000th consecutive game of the broadcast right. booth for the Hawks.
I'm laughing because you know this. Last year at the end of the season, he was hoping, obviously we all were, that they got to the playoffs so he could do it last season.
That's right, yeah. All they needed to do was win one of those play-in games. That was it.
Yeah, and so he didn't get a chance to do it, but he opens up the season that way.
It's a good way to open the season. Yeah. I'm glad it's at home so we don't have to travel to, like, Milwaukee to celebrate with him. But, yeah, I'm really proud of where we are as a radio station right now. You guys continue to kill it, Andy and Randy and the Steakhouse of the Morning Shift. And I really feel good about where we are going into football season, being in some cases a shoulder to cry on for our listeners. But I think also, too, I love how we're trying to all kind of get in the lab together here and figure it out. And I think the Falcons are going to be just fine.
Yeah.
They're not going to be -3 in turnovers. If they're -2 in turnovers,
it's a problem.
And someone doesn't hit a 57-yard field goal, it's probably a 17-15 win, and we're talking about something totally different.
But that
didn't happen. Yeah,
That's just – we talked with Wes earlier. I mean, look, we're not trying to – Carl said we're not orthopedists. We're not trying to pretend to be one. But the eye test, Kirk just doesn't look like he's 100%.
Doesn't look like that to me either. But there's only so much that Rock can say, right? I mean, if he comes out and admits, he's hurt. His Achilles isn't 100%. Then he's basically put a bullseye his quarterback to every other team in the league. So, it just kind of is what it is. Hopefully they'll find a way to kind of scheme their way out of it, be a little bit more creative from a scheme standpoint. I think the one positive takeaway from the offensive performance on Sunday is I think we've got some running backs. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I thought Bijan ran well. I thought Algier.
Yeah.
Wish he would have touched it more, with you. I thought he ran well, too.
And Jalen Hurts, you know, for all the things he's accomplished, he does turn the ball over.
He'll give it to you.
Interceptions in Brazil. And we've got two ball hawk and safeties. I mean, I need to see more from A.J. Terrell, honest. But maybe we get to some turnovers on
Monday. If the Eagles win the game Monday, I don't think it'll be because of Hurts. I think it'll be Saquon Barkley.
I agree with you. We got to find a way to. Well, and we did a good job against their run game, obviously, but we got to find a way. Speaking of.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.